Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live from Pensacola Business Radio. And I have in our studio today all the fantastic gentlemen here to talk about the CSRA job fair going on. And I'm going to go around the table and let them introduce themselves, and then we'll play a little advertisement that's going on. So, Sean, I'm going to let you kick it off since you seem to be the ringleader here today. although Doug may take offense to that, but we'll get past it.
No offense at all.
Well, good morning, Keith. My name is Sean O'Brien. I am the program executive for the Naval Education and Training Command Information Technology Support Services contract.
That's a mouthful.
It is.
That's a lot. Go for it, Wally.
Hi, I'm Wally Williams. I'm the operations manager for the, we'll call it the ITSS contract. It's a little bit easier.
Very cool.
And my name is Doug Underhill. I'm actually the manager of cybersecurity services for another CSRA contract, this one over at Corey Field in support of DHS.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I want to thank you guys for being here this morning. So just so everybody else knows, we're going to let you guys hear what's going on. CSRA, a leading next-generation IT solutions provider for the federal government, is hiring in the Pensacola area for one of the world's largest military training networks. CSRA provides a broad spectrum of IT services and support for the Naval Education Training Command program, including service administration, desktop application, program management, application modernization, and more. Come to CSRA's job fair on July 20th at Pensacola Grand Hotel from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and talk to a company representative about the available opportunities. Visit csra.com/careers/events for more information. Okay, so I got to say, coming out of the box, when's the last time you went to a job fair, right? I mean, all these days it's always digital, over the internet, but now I'm seeing a job fair, which I haven't been to since forever ago, right?
Yeah. You know, we do take applications online. You can go to our website and do that. But we were looking to engage with the community a little bit more.
Yeah.
For full disclosure here, CSRA is a newly formed company. We are the result of a merger between CSC and SRA International. And that merger took place last November. And so I think what we see a little bit here is that the community is not quite aware of who CSRA is.
Yeah.
So we're looking to do some community outreach, let folks know that we are one of the largest IT employers in the Pensacola area, or in the Gulf Coast region for that matter. And we have careers, we have jobs, we have leading technology positions available.
Okay. And you guys also, you have to have some qualifications to get sort of face-to-face, right? I mean, there's a big part of you guys that has security clearance that's needed, and so it's a very specialized company.
Absolutely, Keith. But I'll tell you that the most, you know, and as we start talking more about, you know, what jobs we're looking at, for this job fair, the one most important, there's an important set of skill sets that we often don't spend enough time talking about. Can you show up to work on you know, ready to go to work with a positive mental attitude? Can you internalize your client's mission and make it your mission? Can you work together as a team? Those are actually the most critical skills and if you bring those things to the table, it's amazing how much of the technical skills, because see, the technical skills in cyber and IT, they change constantly.
Yep.
They're never at rest, which means that if you are highly skilled last year, but you didn't really focus on maintaining those skills or growing new skills, you can very, very easily find yourself falling toward the back of the pack. So really, it's attitude, it's teamwork and effort that we're looking for primarily. And then obviously those skill sets. And where there's sometimes gaps in those skill sets, a company like CSRA is very aware of the fact that the industry is so broad,
right?
It's hard to find somebody that's going to be a perfect 100% fit. And that's why working for a company like CSRA, a big company that has a huge training capability, we've got our own university, really, we constantly train to keep our people at the tip of the spear.
So let's talk about that for a second. So what is the mission for CSRA and its impact that it wants to make for the nation? Anyone jump in?
I'll jump in on that. CSRA, our mission is our client's mission. You know,
yep.
CSRA, what does CSRA make? CSRA makes success for our clients. Our client, Navy Education and Training, The Navy is probably one of the most distributed workforces in the world.
Yeah.
Is the original distributed workforce. Training all those sailors is a very hard job. And so for the Navy to rely on a company like ours to deliver that distributed training capability, that says a lot for that ability. So our mission is to make the Navy successful that way. At the DHS side, again, we have a distributed workforce. Cyber is agnostic to the clock. It's agnostic to the map.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 24/7. It's around the world. And you know, our team works close. I mean, when you walk through our building, it's hard to tell who is a GS employee, a government employee, and who is a CSRA employee, because we're one mission with one fight.
So you and you guys keep saying all these words and stuff, but tell me what, for those of us that don't live in this world, tell me exactly what that is. Like, what is the actual type of work? I know you guys are offering support and infrastructure and obviously tech, but.
Yeah, so here in the Pensacola area, we really provide the entire spectrum of IT services, IT skill sets, and work area within the IT market. We do everything from help desk services, desktop administration, server administration, data center operations, networking, the physical part of the network, the logical part of the network. We do application development. We do application modernization. We do mobility. We do virtualization. We do virtual environments. It really spans everything. And one of the most exciting, and I think the reason I'm in IT is, you know, especially at the Naval Education and Training Command side of the house, the Navy's training world is evolving rapidly,
yeah.
And they are bringing in all sorts of new technologies and new techniques to train and new techniques for people to learn that require these new technologies of mobility, virtualization, immersion techniques in the virtual reality. And we are on the cutting edge helping the Navy develop and design and implement and maintain those new technologies and solutions to better training our sailors as they go out to the fleet and to the front lines. And Doug, you talk more about DHS, but you guys are on the front line of defending our IT infrastructure throughout the country, right?
Yeah, we really are. I mean, the Einstein Project is the kind of the cover term that covers the entire defense of everything that ends in .gov. And one of the strange things about cyber, like I said, it's agnostic to the map. Where .gov ends and .mil or .edu or .com begins is a very amorphous line. It's constantly changing. So that really has us constantly interacting with anybody that's involved, that's has a presence on the internet, which of course is just about everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're right. It's very much a cutting edge. And, you know, going back to the question of what are we looking for, when you talk about everything from help desk work up to cyber incident handlers and white hat hackers, you're talking about everything from, and if you're a high school graduate who spent some time in the George Stone VOTEC program, mm-hmm. then you probably have some of the certs that we're looking for. Likewise, I've got people with master's degrees, and I've got and literally everything in between.
Yep.
That's what's so great about this job fair, and I think why we're doing a job fair, because it really is. There is some place, if you have an interest in this industry and some level of skill in it or even a limited experience in it, there is probably something at this job fair that will get you to the next rung of the ladder.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's great, too, because, I mean, you guys get to put faces to names immediately, and you get to see, you know, the human side of job searching, which I think gets lost a lot of times in the technical side of just sending your resume across the internet and hoping something sticks, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So, Wally, you where are you jumping in on this?
Well, I'm listening a lot here. Excuse me. One of the good things I really like about the NETC ITSS contract is that we start in the high schools with the junior ROTC. We support those. We go into the universities and colleges across the nation with the ROTC programs.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the and for the enlisted candidates going into boot camp, we start right there, day one. We're with them helping support their training efforts through the company commanders and the mobility and e-sailor programs. All the way up to when their sailor actually retires, we even support them through the NKO program, troops to teachers, things like that. So, I mean, it doesn't stop with just yeah. with just Navy training.
Right.
We go from what we call the cradle to grave for the Navy and Marine Corps career people.
Yeah, it was supporting everybody from the, your boot camp entrant, or actually the recruit before he even gets to boot camp, all the way up to our four-star admirals. One of the things we like to point out at that we support and we touch every sailor in the Navy, because they all come through Naval yep. Education and Training Command.
And they all have to know exactly how some of this works in any degree, because you're right, everybody's connected to it in yeah. some point.
And the great thing about that is as a CSRA team member, the military environment is one of, kind of fail fast, fail cheap. You get to, it's a very agile environment. It's one that has to move very quickly. And so our employees gain skills a lot faster than they would. It's true of the enlisted military side. You get to a leadership role much faster. As a CSRA member supporting that, we also gain skills a lot faster than others would in a more static mm-hmm. contract. Things are constantly changing. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that you evolve a skill set and advance in your career much faster when you're on a dynamic contract like that.
Yeah. Well, and I would think that you guys are probably working on some pretty cutting edge stuff too.
Well, I tell you, especially on your side of the house, I think that a lot of universities are constantly coming and looking at how the Navy does distributed learning as they try to create efficiencies.
Naval Education and Training Command has several partnerships, government to education organization that are helping NETSI discover and implement some of these new learning and training techniques that really do involve those new technologies. And mobility is a huge part of that.
Yep.
One of the things we've been hearing about some of this training is it's called Sailor 2025. And what the Navy's doing there is looking at today's second graders and how do they learn? How are they going to be learning as they grow up and go through the rest of grade school, middle school, and high school, and making sure that the Navy is ready to teach them in the manner in which they're accustomed to learning. Because the way they learn today is much different than the way Doug, you or I or Wally or,
yeah.
or you, Keith, that we learned. They are the term, I guess, is digital natives, and they have grown up with mobile devices and smartphones and computers. And they're used to utilizing that in every aspect of their life.
Yeah.
And the Navy needs to transform in order to, and accommodate's the wrong word, but the advantages of transforming to that allows the Navy to train those folks in a way that they know how to learn.
Sure.
And it allows what we're finding is that they learn quicker, they retain it longer, and they also have the ability to learn what they need to learn on the spot almost.
Yeah.
With those tools. You and I used to have to go back and look things up in encyclopedias. Now, boom, a couple taps on a smartphone yeah. and you got the information right in front of you.
So I just had that conversation. We did I-10 Wired Radio here and a couple of the committee members brought their kids in, and we were talking about just such gaps of, you ever seen a card catalog in a library or the things that we took it for truth because it was in an encyclopedia, right?
Right.
And now these days, you're right. My children have no concept of time before cell phones.
Right.
Right. Yep. So, and to hear that it's being integrated, I mean, all the way from second grade, you're saying, watching it come through the elementary schools. And like you said, some of the George Stone Technical Center around here is, it's a pretty big thing to wrap your head around when you think about it.
Yeah, it sure is. It's a complete transformation in the way people learn
yeah.
and utilize knowledge and yeah. information.
So talk to me about the job fair. What specifically are you guys looking for, and what do we hope to achieve with it?
Well, we had our client, Department of Homeland Security, had a job fair here in Pensacola last year to fill about 30 positions. They had 512 people show up.
Wow.
Out of that 512, about 250 of them were actually qualified for the positions, could have been hired.
Sure.
So it was very clear that here in Pensacola, the talent here is here, and that the talent will respond to a job fair type of environment, which makes sense when you consider that we're kind of a social community.
Yeah.
Much more social than your normal IT guys. The extroverted IT guy is the guy who talks to your shoes instead of his.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But no, we're much more extroverted and community oriented that way. So we expect to see a very good turnout really for the job fair. And the folks that we're hoping to see are everybody from even high school senior who may not be available for the job market today, but he's making decisions that will make him either, competitive or not competitive tomorrow. So I hope to see people even at that level. I hope to see a lot of our retired military folks who have a wide breadth of experience and teamwork and those kind of things, and essentially everybody in between. Cyber and technology is absolutely a post-racial, post-gender business. If you're able to code, nobody cares what color you are,
right,
what gender you are. CSRA is one of those companies that like I said, we have the three M's. The mission is the only metric that matters. So if we're looking for just people who are capable of helping us get our clients' mission done, and if you've been told no by other elsewhere, it may just be that those companies didn't have the resources to really get you on that ladder and get you moving up the ladder. So the answer is yes to every. I want to see and hear from everybody who has an interest in being in technology.
Because everybody might be a possibility at this point, yeah.
If at the very least you're going to walk away knowing what you need to do next to make yourself competitive,
yeah,
that's the worst case scenario. And any day where you can learn that kind of information about yourself is going to be a great day.
Yeah. All right, so it's July 20th at 10 a.m.?
10 a.m. at the Pensacola Grand, which is right across the street from the Civic Center.
Yep, can't miss it.
That's right. Just so everybody knows, there are 10 other companies participating in this, and they're all from the local Pensacola area. And we felt that was important too, because we are one of the larger employers here in the Pensacola area, but there are other options out there.
Yeah.
So come on out and check those out too. And see what other companies are here and what types of jobs they have and opportunities that they have. Learn about the different sectors of the IT community. We're going to have folks there from the health industry. We're going to have folks there from the banking industry, from the technical staffing industry, services industry. Us, the IT services and government IT services in particular. So we almost covering the entire breadth of the IT work here in the Gulf Coast region. So please come on out.
Yeah. Well, and I think the cool thing is even better is that you guys are going to be there for FaceTime. You get to actually possibly even do sort of some preliminary interview stuff.
Oh, absolutely. We absolutely intend to do that. We're going to have recruiters. We're going to have some of our local folks there who can talk about the company and the type of work we do in the area and how we support the customer and the Navy's mission. Latter half of the day from about 3 to 7, we've reserved some space. And as folks come in and share their resumes with us, we'll look and make sure that we can match them up with a position we have available. And we intend to reach right back out to them and bring them in for an interview that afternoon. So the size of the opportunities we have is we have a little bit over 200 available positions right now in the Pensacola area. The Navy's mission's expanding, DHS's mission is expanding, and we need the talent to help meet that mission.
Yeah,
that's job fairs oftentimes get a bad rap as a as resume farming.
Because monster.com and career source aren't,
you pitch out these resumes, you get nothing in terms of feedback, and as it turns out, they didn't fill any positions. Well, that is certainly not the case here, because I know on our contract, all of our subject matter experts, so our team leads from our VMware, from our Linux team, our Windows team, they are all on standby that day, and have been directed, don't make any meetings, don't make any appointments, because if one of these recruiters says they've got a guy, you need to get down there, interview them. We will be making offers on site. When people say, well, when do you need these jobs filled? I need them yesterday.
Yeah.
we really
That's
are.
A real term, by the way.
it is now, right? We are running at 100%. It's what I refer to as the curse of competency. When you do something really well, the client wants more of it.
Sure.
On our contract, they just plussed us up by 45 bodies. And that's because we've been doing it well. So we need those 45 new team members, and we need them literally that night. If you're qualified, you'll be seeing an offer.
Yeah.
That's not how job fairs traditionally have been done, and maybe that's why they get a bad rap.
Sure, sure. Well, and that's what I was saying in the beginning is, you know, I can't remember the last time I went to a job fair. It must have been years ago, but it's, they're different now. And I see a lot of people using them, and it's for just this reason, because you can get some FaceTime, you can get some traction, and you can usually get somebody through the door, you know, interviewed in a working position very, very quickly. So, all right. So what kinds of qualifications are needed to fill the positions that you guys have open?
Well, for the NETSI contract, the ITSS contract, we are primarily looking for folks with secret clearances, or at least eligible for secret clearance. So if you've got a clean background, essentially a good credit report, we can get you in the door. We can get you to start working. And then the actual full investigation takes a little bit longer, but the type of equipment we work on and the types of training we do, the Navy does not want that divulged. So we do look to get folks their secret clearances, and you know, quite frankly, that opens the world up to a lot of other opportunities, sure, especially within the government and DOD.
Yeah, Keith, that cannot be understated. I mean, so many of the job opportunities that have come, and we've seen the whole west side of town really kind of blowing up with all the tech jobs on Corey. But that is not those jobs are not available to the average citizen here in Escambia County. And you know, we've done a lot of studies and talk in the community, and we realize that the biggest impediment to people's success in getting that first and second rung on the ladder is the security clearance. Now, on my contract, we require a top secret security clearance, and we are unable to, if you don't have one, we're unable to give you one.
Sure.
Unable to get you there. The fact that on Sean's contract, they are actually able, if you don't have a security clearance, but you're eligible for one, they're able to bring you on, that opens up a world of possibilities that the average citizen and even the average person in the IT community doesn't know exists. Because once you've got your secret clearance, then it's only another, it's a much smaller step to get from there to a top secret clearance and all of those opportunities. And that is it really is. I don't know that we've ever had this type of an opportunity before, because I've had to turn away so much good talent here locally who I would love to have this member on my team, but he doesn't have a TS clearance.
Yeah.
So the fact that no matter where you are in the clearance spectrum, or if you're not even on the clearance spectrum yet, this is an opportunity to get in there. That is unique, and have not seen that before.
Yeah. And I know those words scare people sometimes, but you're saying a lot of times it's honestly, I mean, what goes into getting that kind of clearance?
Well, there's an initial, I think it's a 13-point check or something.
Exactly. 13-point checklist. They look at your one, you have to be a United States citizen or a naturalized immigrant, a clean background investigation. They'll do a national agency check and local law enforcement, and they'll do a credit check on you. If you've had any felony convictions and things like that, we're probably not going to be able to help you. However, a lot of the people coming out of college and things like that, good folks, never had a clearance, and they've got good records. Those are the ones that we're looking for. They'll look at your loyalty. They'll look to see if you have any associations with subversive groups or things like that. They'll look at your overseas contacts, any dual citizenship person may have, that could cause some difficulties. Let's see. I didn't bring my checklist with me.
But you didn't bring all 13, did you?
I'll jump in there with you. One of the things that historically people think, well, you know, I smoked weed once or twice back in high school and that kind of thing. And that's, if you've got drug problems and interactions with the law, that is problematic. The most important thing, I know when I first applied for my security clearance, my father, retired Navy senior chief, said, son, it ain't what you tell them, it's what you don't tell them. If you come into those security interviews and you be perfectly honest and you can explain the decision making that got you to each thing that happened in your life, it's amazing. I know very few people who don't have at least one drug, drug waiver for
for being a stupid kid partying in school,
A stupid kid. I mean, the nation understands what it is to be a stupid kid. We were all there at one time. What we have a hard time looking past, and obviously impossible to look past, is anything that really speaks to your lack of loyalty to the nation. And as Wally had mentioned, subversive groups and those kind of things. But I mean, that really does not apply to 99% of the workforce here. So, a couple of interactions with the law, especially as a young person, especially if a number of years have passed since then, don't allow yourself to self-deselect.
Sure.
Come and talk about those things, and people who have been in this trade for a long time will be able to give you good advice as to whether or not that should limit your how you look in terms of opportunities. Don't self-deselect. Come out and be very clear and open about those things. You might be surprised that there are opportunities there that you didn't know existed.
Yeah,
and absolutely. The other thing that about this job fair that I think is going to be good is all those other companies and participants that are there, they don't require a secret clearance. And as Doug said, time heals all wounds. If it's been 5, 6, 7 years since you had that issue, again, come on in, be honest with the when it comes time to apply for the clearance, and they're going to look back and they're going to say, hey, this person had a problem 7 years ago. They've been clean since then. They've grown up.
Yeah.
Let's move on. But if it's only been a year or two and you're looking to, establish that that record of good decision making and work history, we're going to have 9 other companies there who are looking just for you.
Yeah. And are all of them involved in IT as well, or is a broad spectrum of stuff?
This is they're all IT companies. They all have IT positions. Just to put in a plug, this is the IT Gulf Coast.
Yes.
Job fair.
The IT corridor.
That's right. And IT Gulf Coast is the region's premier IT professional organization. Mm-hmm. It's a local organization right here in Pensacola.
It is.
They sponsor a lot of IT networking, a lot of IT learning events. Many of these companies are sponsors for that organization. And we have, I think we're up to about 285 paying members, and somewhere in the 700 range of non-paying interested people.
Yeah, interested, yeah. Manual labor.
Right.
So, go ahead. Well, you guys
I was going to say one thing. The security clearances are half the issue of the qualifications. The other qualifications that we look at are for the cybersecurity workforce. That's a DoD program that's been around for over 10 years now. And it requires a certain amount of vendor certification out there. Different vendors that they accept are CompTIA certs for like A+, Network Plus, Security Plus, CASP, and Server Plus. We've got Microsoft certification that we require. A lot of the operating systems we support are Windows 7, Server 2008, 2012, and Active Directory type things. We also do a lot of SQL. So if you have certifications in those disciplines, then that betters your chance of being hired for us.
Yeah.
Of course, we handle Cisco certs, Cisco devices. We've got Oracle. We said Linux, a lot of Red Hat, Solaris type of work that we do. And
he's checking the checklist. Making sure. He's making sure.
And Wally, hey, please talk about how what we need is a baseline certification, and then talk about the opportunities for those more advanced certifications that CSRA provides.
Okay. In order to bring a person on and have them work directly on day number one, they have to have a CSWF baseline IA certification. There's a whole list out on the DISA websites, and they are just that. The CompTIA, the Cisco, CCNA, CISSP, GSEC type certifications, and I know I'm talking alphabet soup here.
That's all right. Those that know what they need know what those are, right? Yeah.
Right. And that's just the baseline. That's just to come in, get your administrative access to the government computers, and that's all actually governed by the FISMA Act of 2012, I believe it was. Then we have the operating system and the computing environments that we support.
Mm-hmm.
And the program requires an annual amount of training. Currently, it's 40 hours at the minimum. Of course, we've got some people that have to do 100 hours throughout a 12-month period. And that's where the company comes in really good. Our CSRA University, we have access to instructor-led and computer-based training for everything related to IT. And then not only IT, but if we have a facilities managers, we do have other jobs that aren't quite IT related. It's handling the server centers, making sure that the diesel generators out there are mm-hmm. working, things like that. The ACs are working. We even have training tracks for those. So,
Wally, I'm glad you brought up the CSRA University. That is one of the great differentiators of CSRA from a lot of other companies. You know, working for a small company is always good in terms of agility, and you get, you know, a lot of responsibility fast. And sometimes people say, well, I don't want to work for a big company because I get lost in the sauce. You know, CSC, and when it, you know, got small, we split in half, and then the government side of that joined with SRA, we became essentially a large company that's as agile as a small company.
Yeah.
So we've got all of the benefits of that large company. And one of those is that CSRA, you know, trying to stay current in this business that's moving at the speed of cyber, it takes a lot of effort. Well, I've got people that are, you know, that are actively working. CSRA University is an online university that our people have 100% access to, doing all kinds of preparation for additional certification. So, you know, the company pays for the certification exam, where it provides a lot of the training, pays for the exam on a rebate basis. And then as you become more employable or more skilled, mm-hmm. You end up competing very well for raises. The company is ready to invest in people on the front end and the back end through every step of their evolution in the IT trades. That is not something that you're going to see out of most companies. They just want to train you up in the skills that are necessary to be able to bill an hour of
right.
your time. CSRA has a very different attitude toward its employees. We are essentially CSRA doesn't make any widgets. We don't make we don't have factories, and we don't produce things and sell them. Our workforce is what is our stock in trade, and we invest in it pretty heavily.
Yeah, well, you can see the value of development as opposed to training, really, because that sounds like that's what you're doing more than anything else.
Yeah, it's training somebody to be able to pass a certification. While that has some value, we're actually developing our people to be better mission partners.
Yeah, very cool. So what got you guys into these companies to begin with? And I mean, let's talk about your life in them, because, you know, a lot of people want to know, well, what's it like working there? What's my life going to be like? You know, am I stuck in front of a computer for the next 9 years or what?
No, well, you know, I tell you, I got involved with CSC about a year and a half ago. Prior to that, I was active duty Navy. I had been part of the Navy training world mm-hmm. For several years and several tours of my naval career. When I retired, I was really looking for ways to continue to support the sailors and the Navy mission. And CSRA provided me that opportunity. They offered me a leadership position. And, you know, I've come aboard, and like Doug was saying, what I really liked about CSRA is that the company is looking at every individual employee, and how do we develop them? How do we move them up that corporate ladder? How do we provide them opportunities to grow and support the Navy mission in my area, or the other government missions as well? It's a way to continue serving, in my mind anyway. And we, you know, it's very rewarding, because I still get to be part of supporting our sailors and soldiers mm-hmm. and airmen out there on the front lines. You know, when new threats are identified, the Navy develops a training for them. We help deliver that to every sailor who needs it when they need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without us, the fleet doesn't get manned and it doesn't go to sea.
Yeah. On demand.
Yeah. I have a similar story. I did my 21 years in the Naval Service and was involved with various classroom support things at up in Norfolk. I joined the Navy to see the world, and I was in Norfolk for literally 21 years.
The world came to you, though, Wally, didn't it?
It did. And I went to a job fair,
yeah.
put in my resume, and I got the call. Hey, why don't you come on by, interview mm-hmm. for a desktop support technician in one of our electronic classrooms in Virginia Beach. So I did. I started out in CSRA as an electronic classroom technician. Mm-hmm. I was doing desktop support. I did some network support. And I got into CSRA University. Mm-hmm. At that time, it was called CSA University. And I started working on my certifications. And that's when the cybersecurity workforce was just in its infancy. Mm-hmm. It was just starting out. So I got my certs, and I got my reimbursements. And then I moved up into a management-type position. And so I started doing manager courses. So I got my Certified Associate in Project Management. And then that qualified me for more more responsibilities. And then I'm working on, I got my PMP through that. That's really great. I apologize for not. Sometimes I get really excited.
I can tell. No, that's cool, man.
Exactly.
But I mean,
it shows the progression that you can go through from a desktop support technician. If you do the training, you do the work, you're a good worker. You're adding value to your people.
You just keep going.
Up, you can keep going up the ladder.
Yeah.
And
that's amazing. I mean, that's such a good news story. I mean, that's exactly how I see people in my team at just about every step of that story that Wally just told. As they're moving up, I've got a great technician that I'm just about to lose over to management, and there's part of me that wishes I could keep him, but I know that he's got a great future. He'll be my boss one day.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and one of the great things about Wally's story, and it really says a lot about the company. And you know, he started as a tech and he worked his way up. Well, that's what CSRA values. We look to develop our folks. So when they get into those leadership and those management positions, they understand what the desktop tech is doing. They understand what the data center operator is doing, and the challenges and the stresses that they face. And so you've got a manager who's been there before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who knows what it's like to get through the trenches.
It gives him great credibility.
Yeah.
And my story, it sounds similar at the beginning. Obviously, as a Navy man, 25 years now. I just went over my 4-year anniversary with CSRA, formerly CSC. It sounds similar, but it's actually very divergent. I was a counterterrorism officer my entire career, engaged in asymmetric warfare, small force, little force against a big force. And CSRA came to me and said, I was working at the time for Cyber Command, and they came to me and started saying, we'd like to apply the principles of asymmetric warfare to cybersecurity for DHS. And right away they had me. I was like, who thinks like that? I mean, that's so far outside the box. You can't even see the box from there. And I mean, they knew how to hook me. And I said, if you want to do something that's never been done before, if you want to take a completely different approach at this, you're going to have to give me an environment where I'm going to be free to fail.
Yeah.
Free to fail. What do you mean? Yeah. Free to fail. Perfection is the lowest possible standard. We make more. We have so many good ideas go bad by lunchtime. Mm-hmm. You'd be amazed. But the difference is we learn from each one of those, and we're able to. And that's really one of the basic principles of asymmetric warfare. Look for a new way to do an old thing, and we defend the nation using ideas that have never been seen before. And I told CSRA, I said, you got to understand, I'm pretty accustomed to having a lot of leeway to come up with things that don't make any sense, and I might not even be able to explain it up front. And they said, well, let's have a look at that.
Yeah.
But they've given me an enormous amount of leeway to build the team that I wanted to build. And as long as I was following, being very cognizant of the limitations and authorities, and that's one of the things that's important about cyber, you have to be very aware of what the limitations are of your authorities, and you do not overstep those lines. Mm-hmm. Because in cyber, it's very easy to get into intelligence oversight violations or issues. Sean had talked about it with regard to when we were talking about the clearance stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be very cognizant of the fact that you can violate somebody's Fourth Amendment rights very quickly in cyberspace.
Sure.
And what we have to be able to rely on our people to be smart enough to avoid those pitfalls and be constantly ready to ask themselves, constantly querying themselves and challenging themselves, am I stepping close to that line? CSRA gave me the freedom to do that. And you generally don't think about large companies as providing that kind of freedom to
your
agility, Big Blue, and you're locked in your cubicle. That is not the case at all for me. I don't have time to go PT much, but running around from one section of our building to the other, I burn all the calories I need to, and I need that kind of, for myself, I really like that kind of high energy, hair on fire kind of environment. And CSRA has been that, for right at 4 years now.
Yeah. Very cool.
Kind of crazy 4 years into it that you're, they said when they hired me, it's like, this guy's been in counterterrorism his whole career. He is going to be bored in cyber. He's going to hate this. It was exciting to go to work this morning as it was on that first day.
Yeah. That's because you were coming on the radio, man.
Yeah. You're right, Keith. I didn't want to say it, but it's all about you, brother. It's all about you.
Very cool, man. So Sean, if people are interested and want to get some more information, where are some sites we can send them to?
Well, you could start, go to CSRA.com. There's the full website there has career opportunities. It's got all the different mission areas we work in, the different government agencies that we support. And so let me just also stress that CSRA, I think the term we're using is a pure play next generation information technology solutions service for the government.
Yeah,
that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
But
I had to get the official terminology in there.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny because every one of those words means something, and it's tangible and measurable. Right. You know? So, I mean, it really is that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and really the government IT services market is driving all companies to that. So if you want to compete in the government IT sector, you really have to just concentrate on that. It's a different type of management. It's very mission-oriented. It's not necessarily profit driven, mm-hmm. and it's not at all. It is very mission oriented. It's a different management style. It's a different leadership style. It's different levels of responsibilities than you'll find in other sectors of the IT industry.
Sure. Well, gentlemen, we're kind of getting to the end of time here. Do we miss anything that needs to get covered?
I don't think so. I'm looking forward to meeting everybody that comes out. Personally, on the team that I manage, I have 9 positions to fill. I'm looking forward to meeting my next teammates on Wednesday.
Very cool.
With the Blue Angels flying this weekend.
Yes, today, as a matter of fact, and tomorrow.
Exactly. There's a lot of out-of-town visitors.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to point out that we've got a lot of jobs here in Pensacola, but I also have openings in San Diego, California, Bangor, Washington, Great Lakes, Illinois, Norfolk, Virginia, Jacksonville, Florida. We've got Orlando.
Bozier City, Louisiana.
Forget them.
Exactly. So don't think we just got openings here.
Sure.
We got 65 locations across the United States and overseas in Japan and Guam.
Right.
And Rota.
And Rota. Rota.
Yeah. And all those are listed on the CSRA.com, correct?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Well, guys, I want to thank you for coming in this morning and hanging out with Pensacola Business Radio.
Well, and thank you, Keith, for keeping this conversation going. And Pensacola, we're glad to be here, and we hope to see you there on Wednesday.
Yep, Wednesday, July 20th at 10 a.m. at the Pensacola Grand Hotel. You guys can find us at Pecola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pecola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, gentlemen, thanks for coming in this morning. I'm going to play the read one more time for everybody there so you can have some information, and we will see you at the job fair.
Thanks.
CSRA, a leading next-generation IT solutions provider for the federal government, is hiring in the Pensacola area for one of the world's largest military training networks. CSRA provides a broad spectrum of IT services and support for the Naval Education Training Command program, including service administration, desktop application, program management, application modernization, and more. Come to CSRA's job fair on July 20th at Pensacola Grand Hotel from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and talk to a company representative about the available opportunities. Visit csra.com/careers/events for more information. Mm-hmm.